Don't touch that dial. It's time for the Chrysler Air Temp Program. Fibber McGee and the good old days of radio. The makers of Chrysler Air Temp, air conditioning for the home, for business, and for industry, bring you Fibber McGee and the good old days of radio. Written by Phil Leslie and starring Jim Jordan, Chuck Shaden, great voices from radio's golden age, and me, Larry Thor. Tonight you'll hear again great sounds from not so long ago. Sounds from those golden days when radio was radio and every night a new adventure. So come with us for the next hour as we visit once again with Fibber McGee and the good old days of radio. This year at Air Temp, we're celebrating a mighty important event in air conditioning history, our 40th anniversary. Yes, Air Temp started cooling people way back in 1934. That's when Walter P. Chrysler put the finishing touches on his famous Chrysler building in New York City. And one of those touches was central air conditioning, the first of its kind in a modern skyscraper, engineered and built by Chrysler. Air Temp's been at it ever since. Cooling everything under the sun, homes, schools, offices, factories, every kind of building and every kind of room in every kind of climate. And all through the years, from 1934 to 1974, Air Temp has put something into air conditioning nobody else can. Chrysler Engineering. It all adds up to the most modern air conditioning. Quiet, efficient, dependable. That's why, despite all the changes 40 years can bring, Air Temp quality is still the finest. Choose Chrysler Air Temp with confidence. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, by golly, it's an old-time radio program, and it's heading for 79 Wistful Vista, the home of Fibber McGee, where for several weeks now, Fibber and his friend Chuck Shaden have been tuning into the shows of the past on a beat-up 1934 radio. And here, trying to get the old set working again, is Mr. McGee himself.
Boy, whoever designed this old super heavy line sure loves static. 9 tubes in there and 8 of them bringing in nothing but noise. Maybe if I... that's better. Want to get this baby working before Chuck Shaden gets here, because he's the biggest fan of old radio I ever saw, and I promise
Hey,
to...
Abbott!
What do you want, Costello?
Look, Abbott.
Oh, that's it. Abbott and Costello. Oh, boy, I got the old set working again. Where the check is heck? Or where the heck is Chuck? You better get over here, because Abbott and Costello move pretty fast.
Well,
if you're going to be the manager of the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation baseball team.
Yes, we just organized the thing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Well, I'd like to play on the team myself. You know, I know something about baseball.
Well, that would be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. You know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean.
Spell Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
And I'm their French cousin.
French cousin?
Gouffet.
Gouffet, Gouffet. Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name? I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Now tell me who's on first.
That's right.
I want to know what's the guy's name on first.
No, no, what's on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not
he's on first. How did I get on third base?
You have to mention his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third
base? No, who is playing first?
I'm not asking you who's on first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you what's the guy's name on third.
What is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. Back on third again.
I can't change their name.
You got a first baseman?
Absolutely.
When you pay him off every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Sure he does.
The left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. As well as I do.
You got a catcher?
Surely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's picking.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. And anyone who's looking for me got it a couple of days on it.
I can't help that.
A couple of days.
Don't get excited now.
Who's getting excited?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
Tell me.
Now, I'll catch today myself.
All right.
Catch. Yes. And tomorrow's pitching on a team.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow throws the ball and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'll throw the guy out of first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
what I said. Did I throw the ball to naturally?
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say
hey, Mickey. I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to I don't know. I don't know throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
My gosh, Abbott and Costello. Boy, it really takes me back. If I was back there, I'd want to be took back here, I guess, because... Come in.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Sorry I'm late. I got tied up downtown.
Oh, you'll be sorry, all right, Chuck, when you find out you just missed Abbott and Costello.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got this old Super Heterodyne working again, and the tuner is set for Thursday nights.
Thursday nights? Back in the good old days? Oh, there were some great shows back there.
Wash You There, Charlie?
Well, no, but I remember... Oh, Wash You There, Charlie.
Yeah.
That's Baron Munchausen's old line.
Right. Baron Munchausen, played by Jack Pearl. And what a line he had.
I'd almost forgotten about him. Hey, let's see if maybe you can't...
Good idea. Him. Kind of make up for missing Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
It is good to see you.
Charlie, Charlie, my friend.
Where have you been lately?
Charlie, I was all over the world.
Is that so?
I was, let me see, I was in Africa.
Africa.
And then I was in London, Paris, Rome. I was in Rome, then I went to Venice. And after
no, no, wait a minute. Venice.
Yeah, I was in Venice.
No, Venice, Van.
Last month, Ben. I was there.
Tell me.
Tell me where I was.
Baron, wait a minute. Tell me.
Yeah.
Did you see the gondolas while you were there?
I called on them. They wasn't home. No, they wasn't there. No. You see,
I tell you, you're the same old Baron.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to Africa.
Yeah.
Did you run across any wild animals?
Did I run across them? I ran across a bunch of hip on top of our omnibuses.
Would you say that again?
Hip on top of an omnibus?
No. Hippopotamus.
Well, as I was going to catch one of these...
Hippopotamus.
Yeah. An old boy ran over. You see?
Wait. An old boy?
Yeah.
What in the world is an old boy?
Oh, that's a big bird. It's a bird, but it's... Nothing but garlic, onions, Limburger cheese. When it flies by you. Oh, boy, am I... This is...
I suppose this bird is now extinct.
Yeah, I'm... Huh?
I said, I suppose this bird is now extinct.
Always did. Is he...
Look, Baron.
Yeah?
Don't you think it's about time you stop these adventures and settle down...
Yeah, I did settle down. Sure, settle
really?
Down.
Where?
On my farm.
Oh, I didn't know you had a farm.
Let me give you an idea how big my farm is. My nephew, Gustav, went out to milk the cows on the other side of the farm. That's when he was 12 years old.
Wait, 12 years
old? Yeah. And when he came back, he had a wife with 3 sons. And when he came back, he brought back 9,000 gallons of milk.
How many gallons?
41.
How did the milk go from 9,000 gallons to 41?
So he came back with the milk.
I see. So come on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Answer my question.
Yeah.
How did the milk go from 9,000 gallons to 41?
I condensed it.
On your farm, do you go in for chickens?
You see... No, not at my age. You see...
Who taught you to be a farmer?
My cousin Hugo.
Well, I thought Hugo was a musician.
He was. You know that he has over 200 violins in that thing?
I hate to keep correcting you, but not violins.
No.
Violins. Why?
Because he liked them. Why? He had 200 violins, and he's got 20 hobos.
Hobos.
Bums he's got in that bank.
Oh, no, wait, that is unbelievable. That is preposterous.
What's you there, Charlie?
Boy, he really could spin a tall tale, couldn't he?
He sure milked that one for all it was worth.
I loved hearing him again. Gee, I hate having missed Abbott and Costello. You tuned him in right as soon as you got the radio fixed, huh?
Actually, I was looking for Major Bo's Amateur Hour. I was trying to find the show that me and Fred Nittany, a guy that I and him had a vaudeville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois, were on one time.
I remember you mentioning your vaudeville act.
Yeah.
You were on with Major Bowes, huh?
Oh, yeah. We had a very unusual act, too. Never been done on radio before. What it was, you see, me and old Fred stood on either side of the stage and we throwed Indian clubs at each other.
A juggling act?
Yeah, but the unusual thing was we did it without Indian clubs. It was all pantomime, see?
Pantomime?
Yeah, pantomime.
Oh, pantomime. On radio?
Yep. Me and Fred always was way ahead of the times.
I can see that. You didn't win, huh?
Nah. We were too sophisticated for that kind of audience. They went more for singing acts, you know, like Sinatra, Vic Damone, and amateurs like that.
Hey, I just had a thought, Mr. McGee.
Congratulations.
No, I mean, talking about singers, there were a lot of good talkers on radio, too. Some really great characters. That's what I'd like to hear again.
Who do you mean?
Those were the guys who were very important, the announcers.
Oh, boy, I'll say they were important. If there wasn't them, there wouldn't be us.
I'm thinking of the warm, happy voice of Bill Goodwin and Harlow Wilcox selling wax for
yeah,
you know
Del who. Sharbert, Ken Carpenter, Ken Niles.
Truman Bradley and Harry Von Zell and Don Wilson. Boy, those were just a few of the greatest voices I... Hey, do you think you can get one of those guys right now?
Well, I can try. You remember a guy named Larry Thor?
Larry Thor? Gee, I haven't heard his voice for, 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, you're going to hear it again because here he is coming up the front walk right now. Come in.
Hello, Chum. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
You on your way to the radio station, pal?
That's right, pal. Gonna do a commercial for the Chrysler Airtemp people.
Well, I hope you get the message over this time.
This time? What do you mean by that?
Well, Chuck and I were just reminiscing about the great announcers they had in the good old days.
Oh?
You know what made them great announcers great? They were great talkers. That's what them guys were great.
Well, I always said that...
I wouldn't say you're exactly tongue-tied about Chrysler Airtemp, Jr.
Well, I hope
but
not.
But I think you're a little too modest about laying it out there, boy. Seems like you just can't get the words out.
Can't get a word in, you mean?
If this summer heats up like last summer, a lot of hot, sticky people are going to want the cool comfort of Chrysler Air Temp room air conditioners, and they're depending on you.
Well, of course they are, and
my gosh, I thought you announcers took a vow to give the people the facts.
Certainly, we all...
Well, then give, Junior, give. Don't leave them out there sweating it out. Give them the facts they need to choose the Air Temp room air conditioner that's best for their cooling needs.
Now, see here,
Oh, boy, I'm glad you mentioned C. You're probably going to tell people how easy it is to see the complete Air Temp line for 1974.
Of course, that's
they just stop in at their nearest Chrysler Air Temp dealer, and he shows them everything. Right, Junior?
Yes, pal.
Oh, hey, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, Chuck?
Don't you think he ought to mention that Chrysler Air Temp celebrates their 40th anniversary this year?
Oh, sure.
Well, I was going to. You guys...
And right now, during Air Temp's 40th anniversary, is a great time for folks to choose an Air Temp room air conditioner. They'll probably be surprised to find out how little it costs.
That's part of what I was going to say.
And besides that, Air Temp dealers offer the only air conditioner with Chrysler engineering.
And that means extra care and engineering.
Chrysler's extra care and engineering gives people extra comfort in their home or place of business. So tell people to see their dealer soon for a look at his complete 1974 Air Temp line of room air conditioners.
Right, pal.
Air Temp 40th anniversary values plus Chrysler engineering.
Three outstanding reasons to choose Chrysler Air Temp with confidence.
Larry...
Yes?
How can people get in touch with their nearest Chrysler Air Temp dealer?
Simple, Chuck. Our local announcer has the names and phone numbers. When people ask where they can buy the finest room air conditioners, he says...
In Kansas City, Missouri, your Chrysler Air Temp dealer is Jack Borings. With six saving centers in greater Kansas City. In Lamar, Missouri, your Chrysler Air Temp dealer is Medlin Fryden Hardware. And in Lewisburg, Kansas, your Chrysler Air Temp dealer is Windish Refrigeration. See their complete line of Air Temp room air conditioners soon.
I can almost see those switchboards lighting up now.
You better get on over to the radio station and do your commercial, Breezy, or you'll see the sponsor light up.
Hey, you're right, pal. So long, fellas. See you later.
Gee, you ought to be able to get something older than that out of this set, Mr. McGee.
Well, this baby takes some very delicate tuning, Chuck, but I'll keep
like
trying.
Like back in the 30s or 40s, maybe. There were some terrific comedy shows on Thursdays then.
You're telling me. Fanny Bryce was on back there. Doing baby snooks.
Yeah. And hey, how about Bob Burns? Remember him?
I sure do. The Arkansas Traveler.
Mm.
He used to go on and on telling country jokes. Matter of fact, maybe we can get him now. He started on the Kraft Music Hall, and that was on Thursday night.
Right.
It ain't so bad out here. We still got things, but have you priced eggs lately? I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do if they get any higher. You know, the hens out at my house, they don't cackle anymore. It's a fact. When my hens lay an egg, they just chuckle. Well, that's just like me, though. I'm just like all the men, folks, you know. We're worried about eating. That ain't the thing. We shouldn't say anything about things we have to go without as far as food's concerned, because our boys are getting it. The people that I feel sorry for are the women that can't get stockings. Now, I'm telling you, my heart goes out to them. Because now, you take Aunt Peachy Sims. Now, that's my old maid aunt down in Van Buren. She couldn't get a pair of stockings to save her life, so she tried that makeup, you know, them stockings that you paint on your leg. And, you know, after she painted them on her leg, the stockings had so many wrinkles in them, she had to have her knees lifted.
Now then, tonight, I'm going to play as my bazooka solo. I'm going to dedicate it to that grand old street that means so much to show business. Will you give my regards to Broadway, Johnny?
A broken heart for every life. Delmonico's, Jerry, Fletcher,
Eddie,
Madison Square Garden.
No, that's on 8th Avenue.
The heart of the world.
Well, that's my Broadway. Bob, you quit. Oh, Broadway ain't gonna make no sucker out of me.
He really could play that musical invention of his, the bazooka. That kind of became his trademark.
Yeah, and the word bazooka became part of the English language. Because when the Army came up with a rocket launcher, they called it the bazooka, after Bob Burns.
I'll be darned. I didn't realize that's where the name came from.
It's kind of interesting the way things get their names, Chuck. Like now you take the diesel engine. You know where that name came from?
Well, yes, but I'd sure like to hear your version.
The diesel engine was invented by a mechanic in Brooklyn. And when he got it built, he says to his boss, he says, "These'll be the greatest engines you'll ever see." And they flipped a coin to see whether to call them diesel engines or yizzle engines, and diesel won. Isn't that interesting?
It's better than the story I got in school about Rudolf Diesel, the German engineer.
That's the trouble with too much education. They jam a kid's head full of nothing but facts, and the facts are so dull the kid never mentions them again. Oh, Donna, what's the matter with this radio? But anyway,
Donna. Henry Aldrich.
Come in, Mother.
Listen. Oh, boy, everyone knew who that was.
The Aldrich family, yeah.
The Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And now for the Aldrich family.
Take a typical American family, plus some friends and neighbors, and then add one teenage boy. You needn't bother to stir things up. The boy, if he's like Henry Aldrich, will somehow attend to that. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is late afternoon.
No, Homer, I think you don't have to.
You do? I don't?
Definitely not.
Boy, Hen, I hope you're right. I've been saving for 2 months to get a new band for my wristwatch. And now if I had to... Suppose she expects me to.
She couldn't.
How do you know?
I'll bet Agnes doesn't even know it's the anniversary of your first date with her.
Do you really think so, Hen?
Sure. Who remembers things like that? My father never does. I'm surprised you even thought of it.
Boy, I'll never forget it.
Well, okay, Homer. You have a special reason for remembering your anniversary, but Agnes doesn't, does she?
Gee, maybe you're right, Hen. And boy, is that a load off my mind.
Sure.
Now I can concentrate on my wristwatch.
Sure.
Do you think I ought to get a brown leather band, Hen, or a black one?
Thousands of smart homeowners who will decide to get an air temp room air conditioner this year.
Doggone it, lost the Aldridge family and picked up Larry Thor.
If so, you couldn't pick a better time than right now, during Chrysler Air Temp's 40th anniversary. Your nearby air temp dealer stocks a complete line of room air conditioners for every cooling need and budget.
Air temp's got the line, but Breezy's got the angles.
And speaking of angles, did you know air temp now offers a variety of high efficiency room air conditioners? Your dealer can tell you about the energy efficiency ratio of these very efficient designs.
Fact is, Breezy's got enough angles to put up another Pentagon building.
Choose air temp and you get more than variety and efficiency. You get a better room air conditioner, the only one with Chrysler engineering. So visit your local Chrysler air temp dealer for a look at his new line of room air units. And when you do, he'll offer you something special to help celebrate air temp's 40th birthday.
A piece of birthday cake?
A rib-tickling record of great comedy from the good old days of radio. This $5.95 value features comedy highlights from radio's golden age. And it's yours from Air Temp for only a dollar. To get your comedy record, see your participating Air Temp dealer tomorrow.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and the Good Old Days of Radio, brought to you by Chrysler Air Temp and their thousands of dealers coast to coast. After you put good money in a room air conditioner, what happens if it goes on the bum? With most, after a year, you're on your own. But Chrysler Air Temp backs you up for 5 years. If you're the original purchaser of an Air Temp room air conditioner and a part's defective, all you pay for is labor. Air Temp gives you a free replacement, any part in any machine. If it's Air Temp's fault, Air Temp takes care of it. If the kids bust it up, you pay. Now, how about the expensive stuff? The compressor, the condenser, the evaporator, and all the interconnecting tubing? If any of those are defective, Air Temp not only pays for the part, Air Temp pays for the labor, too. You just bring the air conditioner to an authorized repair shop. The rest is on Air Temp. The 5-year backup. That's confidence. Confidence in something only Air Temp offers in air conditioning. Chrysler Engineering. See the yellow pages for the dealer nearest you. And choose Chrysler Air Temp with confidence. Now back to Fibber McGee and Chuck Shaden at 79 Wistful Vista.
Hearing the Aldridge family again sure is reminiscent.
I'll say it is.
I love that show. I wonder if as many people remember Henry Aldridge as I do.
How's that again?
I can practically remember the whole opening. How the announcer used to say, "The Aldridge family with Ezra Stone as Henry and Jackie Kelk as Homer."
Yeah, they were sponsored by that gelatin company that had the six delicious flavors.
That's right. They were. Six delicious flavors. Mm-hmm. Strawberry, raspberry, orange, lemon, lime.
That's five.
No, six. Strawberry, raspberry, orange, lemon, lime. Five.
Five.
What was the other flavor?
Let me see. Strawberry, lemon, raspberry, orange, lime. Oh, my gosh, what was it? Boy, I hate to leave things like this hanging, Chuck.
Me too.
I'll be awake half the night if I don't remember what that... Oh, I know how to settle this. I'm going to call that company long distance and find out. Hand me the phone.
Here.
Hello, operator. Give me the gelatin company long distance. Collect. Gelatin. G-E-L-O. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What say, Mert? Your brother-in-law? Got held up last night, eh?
Gee, was he hurt?
No, he had too much to drink at the party. Mert and her sister held him up all the way home. What say, Mert? Oh, it is, eh? Oh, well, okay, thanks, Mert. She says that other flavor is cherry.
By golly, she's right, cherry.
Yep.
But how did Mert know you were going to ask about... Oh, no, don't explain it. It only confused me.
Yeah, me too. You know where the Aldridge family got their first real break in radio, don't you? On the Rudy Valley Show.
Yeah, Rudy Valley. He started a lot of them out, didn't he?
He introduced Edgar Bergen to radio, and Eddie Cantor, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou.
And Milton Berle and Phil Baker. Boy, I wish we had tuned in Rudy Valley when we were listening to Sunday shows a few weeks ago. You got this set tuned for Thursday now, so I guess...
Oh, that's no problem. Valley was on Thursday nights, too, you know, for a long time. Had a great show.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Nothing at all, my boy. My time is your time.
And this time, it's our time.
just chance it and dance it away tonight. My time is your time. Your time is my time. We just seem to synchronize and sympathize. We're harmonizing one step and two steps, old steps and new steps. There's no time like our time and no one like you.
You're bringing in some great sounds tonight, Mr. McGee.
There are lots of good stuff to listen to on Thursdays back in those days.
That's for sure.
I used to have a tough time remembering what was on when, though. The names of the programs were no help at all.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a show called The Contented Hour that only ran half an hour. Manhattan at Midnight was on at 8:30. Our Gal Sunday ran Monday through Friday, and Stella Dallas lived in Houston. It's very confusing.
Yeah, like going to Sunday Mass on Saturday night. What are you trying to get now?
No, I don't know. Whatever's bouncing around in there. This old heterodyne is just... Hey, wait. Listen.
See if you can get a soap opera on that. Hey. Listen to that, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
You know who that... Is that Ma Perkins? No, that's
no.
Not Ma Perkins.
No, no.
Wait a minute. Is that Our Gal Sunday? What is that music? I recognize that music someplace.
Now, to the many friends who wait for him, we present Just Plain Bill.
Oh, I know. It was Just Plain Bill.
The story of a man who might be living right next door to you.
Not me.
A real life story of people just like people we all know.
I used to listen to Just... what happened?
Cut it off again.
Oh, I remember Just Plain Bill. I used to listen after school all the time to that program. Here's another one. Is that the Goldbergs?
No.
And now for young Winter Brown. Brought to you today by the makers of Harrow Wax.
Harrow Wax? Hey.
In Michael Forsythe's hotel room, Evan Brown has spoken words which Michael has hoped she would speak ever since he fell in love with her months ago, after Dr. Anthony Loring believed a lie about her and discarded her. And
what was the lie?
...to marriage by his wife, Millicent. Well, Evan has just said to Michael...
Oh, what did she say?
Oh, how are you?
Find something else on there, Mr. McGee.
I'm trying.
There's something.
Yeah.
And now, for the dramatic story of John's other wife.
Oh, yeah, John.
Elizabeth, the young wife of handsome 35-year-old John Perry, is going to have a baby. Has been told by Dr. Ferguson that she must not shoulder any worries. But the worries have come thick and fast. 100 employees fired from the Perry department store at the instigation of John's partner, Ridgway Turl, and the beautiful foreign decorator, Marina Marinoff, rioted, led by a man named Timmons, and stoned John. And now John lies ill with an ugly gash in his head. Elizabeth it was who put down the riot. Elizabeth it was who rehired the employees in John's name and persuaded the now repentant Ridge to clear John of any blame. But John believes that the clever and unscrupulous Marina saved him, and he quarrels with Elizabeth on this account and suffers a relapse. Elizabeth, exhausted and frightened, calls the doctor. 15 minutes later, as the clock strikes 9...
But what happened? They struck out. the heck is... John had a lot of problems.
Yeah, no.
See if... Here, let me try that knob for a minute. Let me see if I can get... Something's coming, maybe.
We present again today Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble, a little Iowa girl who married Larry Noble, handsome matinee idol, dream sweetheart of a million other women, and her struggle to keep his love in the complicated atmosphere of backstage life.
Turned this the wrong way. Mary Noble, backstage wife. I don't like that crap.
And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle.
He was an inventor, wasn't he? Didn't he invent all kinds of things?
Certainly. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story. But somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears.
Now let me get something out there, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Can you get the Road of Life, maybe, or Dr. Malone, or Portia? This is that woman who was trying to prove that she could find happiness if she was 40 and older.
Oh. Juanita. That's who it is.
Again, the romance of Helen Trent.
You had a short romance there. Gee, Mr. McGee. When I was sick and used to stay home from school, I used to hear all of those shows.
You did, huh?
In fact, 6 months later, I'd get sick again and pick up the story right where I left it.
Yeah. People really worked up a lather over them soap operas. Molly's Uncle Dennis used to sit at the kitchen table and listen to them all day. Finally had to quit, though.
Too sad for him, were they?
Yep. Had him crying so much he was ruining his beard.
From what you've said about Uncle Dennis, that could be critical. I suppose a soap opera, though, is probably the most durable type of show there is.
Not only that, but they last, too. They're still big today on TV.
Oh, sure. And those people are still having the same problems, the same misery, the same grief that they had in the good old days.
Well, that's the way life is, Chuck. There's nothing new these days.
I guess not.
People get all excited these days about big new ideas. My gosh, it's stuff I've known about all my life.
Oh, like what?
Oh, psychology, the mind, all that jazz. Like you take this TM stuff everybody's talking about.
TM? Oh, sure, you mean...
Yeah, that transcendental medication. You've heard of it.
Well, not quite in those words. Transcendental medication?
Yeah, transcendental medication. It comes from two words. Trance, you know what a trance is,
yeah.
And dental, having to do with the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The dentist uses a medication called Novocaine, puts you in a trance while he fills your teeth. Transcendental medication. They've been doing that for years.
Oh, transcendental medication. I never really understood it before.
Well, you do now, boy. Anything else you don't understand, just ask me.
I will, but sparingly.
I've always enjoyed explaining complicated stuff like that there to guys that don't know what the heck I'm talking about. You know, sharing my knowledge. It's a kind of a hobby of mine.
Maybe you should have gone on Hobby Lobby with it.
Oh, my gosh. Hobby Lobby. I haven't thought of that show in years.
Me either. But it was Dave Ellman, and he used to have people on every week to talk about their interesting and unusual hobbies.
I remember. Uncle Dennis went on that show one night. His hobby was building one of them little bitty boats in a bottle.
Sounds interesting.
Only trouble was, by the time he got the bottle emptied, he couldn't see to build the boat.
You know, there's another type of program that's still going strong, Mr. McGee. Audience Participation Show. Remember Stop the Music?
Oh, sure. And Information Please. And GE House Party.
Yeah, and the Pot of Gold program.
With Horace Height and his musical nights.
Mm.
Boy, did they have a gimmick for that show.
You mean where they called the lucky listener on the phone to tell him he'd won the pot of gold?
Yeah, my gosh, you're afraid to go to the bathroom on a Thursday night for fear you'd miss the pot of gold phone call. That show kept more people at home than gasoline rationing. Come in.
Hi, pal. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Breezy.
Hello, Larry.
Well, how'd you like my big number?
What big number?
My message for Chrysler Air Temp room air conditioners on the radio.
You call that a message? I've got better messages from Western Union.
Well, what's wrong with my commercial?
You need more facts. You can't just say air temp is better. Better than what? Give me some facts, boy. Convince me.
Well, how?
Start with experience. Isn't this Chrysler Air Temp's 40th anniversary? 4 years of tinkering with anything ought to give an outfit experience worth something.
You're right, pal, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, you should be.
Because over the past 40 years, Air Temp experience has paved the way to modern room air conditioners. Quiet, efficient, dependable. Now, Air Temp offers models for every budget and cooling need.
Well, spit it out, boy. Don't keep it a secret.
Take, for instance, the versatile Master Series. Air Temp designed it especially for cooling big areas quickly and quietly. So the Master comes with up to 23,000 BTUs. It has four-way adjustable airflow and a three-speed fan. Air Temp even offers the Master in a high-efficiency model. Of course, you know what that means.
No, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Better yet, let your Air Temp dealer tell you. He has all the facts.
That's what I want, Breezy, facts.
Of course, pal. And it's a fact that Air Temp puts something into air conditioning nobody else can.
What's that, Junior?
Chrysler Engineering, pal. Only Air Temp room air conditioners have it, and that means extra care in engineering. You know what they say? You can choose Chrysler Air Temp with confidence.
I've heard him say it a million times. Now, one more question. Where can interested listeners get more information?
From their nearest Air Temp dealer. He'll also show them our complete line of 1974 Air Temp room air conditioners. Just turn the dial of your radio to the local station.
Like this?
Like that.
In St. Joseph, Missouri, your Chrysler Air Temp dealer is Johnston Furnace. And in Chillicothe, Missouri, your Air Temp dealer is Botts & Ty. See their complete line of Air Temp room air conditioners. Why not make a note of those names? That's Johnston Furnace in St. Joseph and Botts & Ty in Chillicothe.
Doggone it, there it goes again.
What's the matter?
Oh, I just gotta let it rest a while, I guess. This old static grabber gets tired.
At that age, who doesn't? Gee, just think of all the wonderful listening this set has given you through all the years, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, a lot of history's come into this house out of that baby. We heard Roosevelt get elected every time.
Sure.
Heard the Dempsey-Tunney fight and the March of Time. H.V. Kaltenborn telling us that Tom Dewey had defeated Harry Truman.
I remember that one.
We heard the King of England telling us right in this living room that he was quitting the King business and getting married.
That was December 12th of 1936.
Yeah, I felt kind of sorry for a girl getting married to a guy that the first thing he done was quit his job. And right before Christmas, too.
But it seemed to work out all right.
Gee, I remember the day I bought this radio, Chuck. It was a surprise for Molly's birthday.
Gee, that must have been an exciting moment.
Exciting? When I walked in that front door there carrying a brand new 10-tube console model Super Heterodyne, there was a scream let out you could hear for a mile.
Mrs. McGee screamed, huh?
No, it was Toops's cat. I stepped on his tail.
Oh.
Doc Gamble was there with a present for Molly, and that cat clawed his way up Doc's back like a lineman going up a telephone pole.
Oh, boy.
Doc yelped, spun around, and fell over the coffee table, which was set with Molly's best cups and saucers, knocked that floor lamp over there, and busted a hole in the window you could throw a cat through. Which Molly did.
Quite a birthday.
Yep. By the time Molly got the busted china and glass swept up and stopped Doc's bleeding with a box of bandages, I had this radio plugged in, and you know the very first program I got.
After all that trouble, it must have been an important one.
Betcha. That arch foe of the criminal world, the Green Hornet.
Oh, sure, with his faithful valet, Cato.
Listen.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Cato, Rip Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld.
risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Harley Cato, go out to smash a parking lot racket.
Britt Reed returned to his apartment that evening and spoke to Cato, his valet and the only living man to know him as the Green Hornet.
Cato!
Yes, Mr. Britt?
The Sentinel's out in the street with the two Green Hornet notes I wrote. It's time for us to get moving.
You want a breath, beauty?
Car and the mask, too. I'll need the gas gun as well. Blaker is reading the Sentinel himself, like everyone else in town. We've got to be ready for him.
A lot depends on how Schaefer reacts, Cato. He's almost at the end of his rope. He can't hold out against those racketeers much longer.
He's a brave man.
Yeah, he's taken a lot from those rats already. Cars smashed, tires ripped open. His business is practically sunk.
That is true.
Unless I'm mistaken, Blaker's going to make it even tougher now that he believes the Green Hornet is muscling in on his territory.
I see.
Open the sliding panel, Cato. We're going to the hiding place of the Black Beauty.
Where are you going?
Blaker is just the kind of gorilla to make sure that Schaefer doesn't slip out from under him now. He wants whatever extortion money Schaefer is paying out for himself. And it's up to the Green Hornet to stop him.
Boy, the crooks had it tough in those days, didn't they? The Green Hornet.
He hunted the biggest of all game, remember? Public enemies even the G-men can't reach. I loved his car, the Black Beauty.
That's a horse. Sure, you're not thinking of the Lone Ranger.
No. But I know an interesting story about the Green Hornet and the Lone Ranger. Did you know there was a family relationship between those two?
No, I guess that exciting news flash somehow escaped me.
Well, the Lone Ranger's real name was John Reed, you see. And he had a nephew named Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, Dan Reed married and had a son who grew up to become the editor and publisher of the Daily Sentinel, Britt Reed, the Green Hornet.
Oh, golly gee, where did you ever hear all that?
Who knows what trivia clouds my mind.
You really are a super fan of those old radio days, aren't you?
Oh, sure. You know, I grew up with those shows, and I loved them. That's why I just can't get over this old Super Heterodyne of yours. Keep tuning around, will you, Mr. McGee? There's some great Thursday shows we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I don't know that I can get any more of them, but I'll keep trying.
When the blues of the night meets the gold.
Hey, that's Bing Crosby.
It sure ain't Jessica Dragonette. Bing was on the Kraft Music Hall for years and years on Thursday nights.
That's right. He started way back in 1936, and before that, the Music Hall had Al Jolson and Paul Whiteman on.
After Bing had been on about 10 years, Jolson made a comeback.
Yeah, but now let's come back to Bing. He's great.
Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guests this evening, that tremendous trio of musical madcaps, the Andrews Sisters. Well, recently, Bing and the gals recorded the Cole Porter Cowboy Ballad, which has become a current national catchphrase, Don't Fence Me In. And our Quixotic Quartet, having waxed the tune, Quixotic, with such success, waxed enthusiastic about doing a reconversion version of it for us here on the All.
Quixotic.
Starry skies above, don't fence me in.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Put down that hammer there. What's the matter?
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see those mountains rise. Bum, 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 bum.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses and I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. No.
Oh, don't you fence me.
Truly a treat to welcome this evening's triumvirate of happily harmonious hip chicks to the joint, my very good friends and far and away my favorite trio, the Mary Andrews sisters.
Oh, thanks, Bing. It's sure swell of you to include us among your favorites. Or did you mean we're far away?
Oh, il n'y a pas de quoi.
Yes. What was that?
If I said what I think I did, it's nothing. Incidentally, have you girls a favorite singer?
Oh, yes, I like Andy Russell. I like Dick Haymes. I like Frank Sinatra. Well, shall we go around again, Bing?
Go around again?
Yeah.
I couldn't bear to be out of the money twice.
Who's fourth in here, anyway?
Mind if I step here and change the subject, Bing?
Pray do.
Well, now that the gals are here, I'd like to find out something I've often wondered about.
Let's go back to the other subject.
No. No, I just wanted a few girls all work together when you make your arrangements.
I work alone. I don't like double dates.
Hello.
He means musical arrangements, dear. What is that? Well, Ken, I'll tell you something. It's like this. We knock the jive first by beating our gums. Once we kick it around, we start lacing our boots till we're sure enough stammer in the 8-beat manner.
Whatever became of basic English, I wonder.
I don't suppose jive experts like you chicks will dig the classics.
Oh, sure. I like Mussorgsky. And I like Mendelssohn. I like men.
Away.
Well, now that you girls are on a ranch, I think there'd be plenty of men around.
Oh, sometimes. But lots of nights the men folk all go to town.
Gee, aren't you gals afraid out there alone in the desert with the wind whistling and the wolves howling?
Well, Bingo, it's just as safe as Hollywood and Vine with the wind howling and the wolves whistling.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Bing, we sure had a swell time when you came out to our ranch.
Wasn't it, Jolly?
Oh, it was. And if you come again soon, we may surprise you with a lot of very pretty cowgirls.
That's not necessary. You girls know I'm no wolf. Why, I regard all young ladies like a brother.
Oh, brother!
We'll get back to Fibber and Chuck in just a minute. You know, Chrysler AirTemp's 40th anniversary is more than just another happy occasion. It's the perfect time to remember how fortunate we are in this day and age. Oh, sure, I like the good old days as much as the next person, but then was then and now is now. And while most everything else has changed radically since the good old days, at least one thing has stood the test of time. AirTemp's dedication to quality in room air conditioners. Today, AirTemp puts something into room air conditioners nobody else can.
Chrysler Engineering. Take their 1974 line, for example. There's an air-tight room air conditioner for every budget and cooling need from 5,000 to 33,000 BTUs. See them all now at your nearby Chrysler Air Temp dealer. Right up front, there's the powerful new Imperial 2, available in 13 models. Then there's the compact sleeper for bedroom cooling, and the versatile Master Series for big area cooling. In addition, your air temp dealer has a number of 7.5-amp units that plug in and play without special wiring. Units with electric strip heat options, and a wide variety of high-efficiency units. This season, he also has something more. An AirTemp 40th anniversary offer for everybody who stops in and looks over his 1974 line. It's a rib-tickling comedy record of the good old days of radio. It features great comedy stars and great comedy shows from original broadcasts of the 1940s and 50s. A $5.95 value, it's yours for only a dollar. And it lets you enjoy the humorous highlights of radio's golden age again and again. Remember, see your local AirTemp dealer for a look at his new 1974 line and get our exclusive comedy record, a great AirTemp value from the good old days for only a dollar. Look in the yellow pages under air conditioning and choose Chrysler AirTemp with confidence. And now, let's get back to Fibber McGee and Chuck Shaden at 79 Wistful Vista.
Looks like this old radio's had it for tonight, Chuck. Conked out completely.
Oh, that's too bad. I sure was enjoying those old Thursday shows.
Oh, why don't you come back another night?
And hear some Friday shows, huh?
Yeah, why not? There were some dandy shows on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
A great night for sports, for one thing.
Sure, and Friday was theater time on radio.
Theater time?
Sure. Remember, good evening, Mr. First Nighter.
Oh.
Welcome to the little theater off Times Square.
Yeah. It was a good comedy night, too. Marlon Hurt was on as Beulah.
Huh?
Jimmy Durante was on Friday night?
With Gary Moore, yeah.
Sure.
There were lots of funny guys back there. People were funny on Friday night.
People are funny, with Art Linkletter.
Ah, and a lot more shows I'd like to hear, too. I'll come back again. Friday was really a good night.
A what?
A good night, Mr. McGee.
A good night, Chuck.
You've been listening to Fibber McGee and the Good Old Days of Radio, presented by the makers of Chrysler Air Temp, air conditioning for the home, for business, and for industry. With Jim Jordan, Chuck Shaden, great voices from radio's golden age, and me, Larry Thor. Fibber McGee and the Good Old Days of Radio was written by Phil Leslie, produced by Todd Kaiser, directed by Jim Dolan, and is a copyrighted presentation of Radioland Productions, Incorporated. The Abbott and Costello and Baron Munchausen excerpts heard on tonight's show are from the Longines Symphonette album, The Golden Age of Comedy. All excerpts heard are copyrighted material and used by permission of the owners.